Good morning, brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹早。
Everyone feel nice and cool in here?
所以大家觉得这儿很凉爽吗？
Today, I'll be sharing with you about a woman. Her name is Esther.
今天我要跟各位分享的圣经人物，是以斯帖。
And if you get a chance, Reuben, 你有机会的话，I invite you to go home and read this book.
This book.
Oh, the book of Esther. The whole book.
所以如果你有机会的话，我请你们回家以后看以斯帖记。
Because if you like movies, does anybody like movies here? 请举手。If you like movies, raise your hand.
你喜欢看电影的话，请举手。
The Book of Esther plays out like a good movie.
因为以斯帖记，这整卷书就好像一个电影一样。
It has heroes and villains.
因为这儿有英雄，有好人，也有坏人。
It has ironies and major reversals in the story.
也有很多曲折离奇的故事。
But through it all,
但是这整篇通篇以斯帖记，
it allows us to see God's activity throughout the book.
让我们看到神在动工。
But Esther is a very interesting book.
但是以斯帖记同时也是也是一卷很有意思的书。
Because it's a book that does not even mention God in it.
因为在这卷书里头，根本一次都没提过神的名字。
Not once does it mention God's name. Not once.
连一次也没提到神。
Yet throughout the book,
但是从以斯帖记从头到尾，
even though it never even mentions God's name,
即使他没有从来没提过神的名字，
you can see God's fingerprints throughout the book on those who trust in Him.
你还是可以很清楚地看见这位隐藏的神，他在信他的人身上所动的工。
You will see, as we will this morning, that God blesses his people.
待会儿我们就会看到神祝福他的子民。
He does.
他真的祝福他的子民。
But he blesses his people for a purpose.
但是他祝福他的子民是为了一个目的。
Shall we pray together?
我们先做一个祷告。
And let's ask God to help us.
让神帮助我们。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
every time that we have a chance to open your word,
每当我们打开圣经，
I pray that you would show us who you are.
求主帮助我们，让我们看见你是一位怎样的神。
That you would show us how you work.
你帮助我们看见你是如何做工的。
Every time we open your word,
每当我们打开圣经，
O Lord, would you give us wisdom to know how to live and to trust in you?
求主赐下智慧，让我们知道怎么样生活，怎么样学习用信靠你来生活。
Remind us this morning how you delight in blessing your people.
求主今天再一次提醒我们，你是多么的以你的子民为乐。
And yet that those blessings are for a purpose.
同时也让我们看见你的祝福其实是带着某种目的的。
We pray this humbly in Jesus' name.
我们这样的谦卑的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Now I wanted to tell you a little bit about Esther.
我现在先要简单的介绍一下
Especially as we do a character study,
当我们在研究 探讨一个圣经人物的时候
Sometimes the life of someone like Esther spans a number of chapters and we won't have time to read it all.
常常这个那个圣经人物比方说以斯帖有好几章都介绍他那我们现在没有时间好好的看
Esther was like a movie star.
以斯帖就像一个电影明星一样
In fact,Her Persian name very likely means star.
事实上她的波斯的名字很可能的本的意思就是明星星星。
不是个明星，
是
一个
星星。
星星 ，right? But she's a star not only because she's a main character.
但是她之所以被我们看作是一个明星或明亮的星星，不是，
因为他是那个主角。
哦，不只是因为他是主角。
Okay, 他 I was going to speak in Chinese. Wow, that would be very scary. She was the star because the Bible tells us that she was beautiful in face and in form.
他之所以被称为被当作是一像星星一样，是因为圣经告诉我们她容貌俊美。
You'll see that in chapter 2, verse 7.
我们在第二章第七节可以看到。
There is no one else in the Bible that is described to be as beautiful as Esther was.
在圣经整本书里头，没有任何其他的一个人她的容貌可以跟以斯帖比较。
Wrong, sorry. It wasn't 2-7, it's in another... No, it's not that one. It's not there. Okay, go back. We're not in there. Well, you could find it. She was beautiful, the scripture says, in face and in body.
她容貌俊美。
And let me just show you how beautiful she really was.
那我就跟你们简单的说一说她到底有多美。
The Bible says that the king of Persia had called together the most beautiful young women throughout the land for a beauty pageant.
那么圣经告诉我们，这个波斯王他就把全国最美的女子都招了来，好像在进行一场选美。
And if you don't know, during this time, it was a time of the Persian Empire.
如果你不知道的话，这个历史背景是波斯帝国的时候。
The Persians had conquered the land of the Babylonians.
那个时候，波斯已经征服了巴比伦帝国。
And that's why there were Jews who were captured by the Babylonians. Even though they were released, some Jews remained in the land.
这就是为什么在这之前被掳到巴比伦的很多犹太人他们有些离开了但是有些还留在那个地方。
And Esther was part of the group of Jews that stayed in the land.
以斯帖就是其中的一位。
They didn't go back to their land.
他们没有回到自己原来的土地上。
And then Esther had lost her mother and her father.
那么以斯帖他他的父亲母亲都去世了。
So here in chapter 2 verse 7 now, you see that she was raised by her cousin Mordecai.
那么第二章第七节告诉我们他是他的一个
他的表哥
他的表哥莫迪凯抚养长大的。
And the Bible says that he raised her like a daughter.
圣经也告诉我们莫迪改抚养她像个女儿一样。
And when she was selected because of her beauty to be a part of this beauty pageant,
当这个以斯帖因为容貌俊美而被选上的而被选上参加这个选美比赛的时候
，He told her to be quiet about being a Jew.
这个莫迪改就告诉告诉以斯帖说别让别人知道他是个犹太人
So she goes to this beauty pageant.
所以他就参加了这个选美比赛
And while all these other young women got to choose their excessive makeup
那么其他的参加这个选美的女的，她们都装扮起来。
They got to choose their makeup. They got to choose their perfume. Wherever you spray your perfume.
所以所有参加选美的人，他们都可以选择他们要用什么样的化妆品。
They got to choose their jewelry.
他们也可以选择用什么样的戴什么样的首饰。
Esther didn't need to choose anything to get overdone.
但是以斯帖她不需要像别人一样浓妆艳抹。
And when the king of Persia saw her,
当这个波斯王看见她的时候，
he went googly eyes.
What?
他眼睛都霸出来了。
他看到
他眼睛就Googly eyes, oh wow, 对不对？
对，
眼睛都爆出来了。While every other beautiful woman was overdone,
别的参加别的女的都浓妆艳抹。
She was not.
她不需要如此。
That's how pretty she was.
我们就可以看知道她真的是天生丽质。
And the scripture says that because of her beauty, the king made her his new queen.
那么圣经告诉我们，因为她的容貌。她就被选为皇后。
And this is where the story begins to pick up.
那么从这开始，这个时候开始，这个故事就发展得越来越吸引人注意，越来越引人入胜。
So we have these characters.
所以现在我们知道我们有一个主角。
Who's our first character? The beautiful woman, what's her name?
那个女主角是谁？
Say it. Esther.
Okay.
The second that we saw was her cousin. His cousin's name was
Mordecai. 我们又看到另外一个故事中的角色，就是莫迪凯。
And then the third person that we now see is the king of Persia. Good.
第三个就是波斯王。
And now we need to introduce our last character, the bad guy.
现在我要给你们介绍我们今天的最后一个人物。那他是一个坏人。
He was a wicked man.
他是一个邪恶的人。
And his name was Haman.
他的名字叫哈曼。
And Haman was the highest royal official to the king.
那么哈曼是这个全国一人之下万人之上的那个地位很高的大官。
And Haman hated the Jews.
那么哈曼很憎恨。
He hated the people of God.
犹太人，他憎恨神的子民。
But he hated them for a reason.
但是他之所以憎恨他们是有原因的。
He was enraged that Mordecai would not bow down and honor him.
莫迪改不愿意向他跪拜，所以他就非常的愤怒。
So he was so mad at Mordecai because Mordecai refused to bow down as everyone else did to honor him. Haman.
他愤怒到一个程度。
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Okay. So he was so mad and Haman was also so conniving that he convinced the king to issue a decree.
因为他愤怒到他这么的愤怒，愤怒到一个程度，同时哈曼是一个诡计多端的人，所以他就在王面前进谗言。
And this decree was that all the Jews of the land ought to be killed.
他说服王下一个命令，要杀害这个境内所有的犹太人。
And now here.The story really begins to thicken.
那我们现在就进入这个故事的高潮了。
Mordecai and the Jews who stayed in Persia heard of this decree of the king and Haman.
那么莫迪改跟其他的犹太人，他们听到了这个命令，神王下的命令。
And they fell into a great fear and they mourned.
他们非常的恐惧，然后他们很哀痛。
They were all about to be killed.
因为他们将要，所有的犹太人都将要被处死。
So Mordecai thinks, and he sends the queen Esther a message.
那么所以莫迪凯就给以斯帖写了托人跟他说这下面的话。
And the message goes like this.
他说的是
You need to tell the king who you really are.
你必须向王承认你到底是谁。
You need to tell him that you are part of the people of God, the Jews.
你必须告诉他你是一个犹太人。
And you need to beg for mercy that the king will not kill your people.
你要为犹太人向波斯王陈情，让他收回他的命令。
Because Esther never told the king that she was of the people of God.
因为在这之前以斯帖从来都没向王透露过他其实是犹太人。
He never knew.
所以这个波斯王根本不知道他是犹太人。
But Esther sends this message back.
但是以斯帖就这么答复莫迪凯。
And you can read it in chapter 4, verse 11.
你们自己可以看第四章第十一节。
She says, All the king's servants and the people of the king's province know that if any man or woman goes to the king inside the inner court without being called, there is but one law to be put to death.
王的一切臣仆和各省的人民都知道有一个定例，若不蒙召擅入内院见王的，无论男女必被致死，除非王。
Except the one to whom the king holds out the golden scepter, so that he may live.
除非王向他伸出金杖，不得存活。
But she says to Mordecai, But as for me, I have not been called to come into the king's these 30 days.
现在我没有蒙召进去见王已经三十日了。
In other words,
换句话说
she says,
她说
I'm sorry,
我很抱歉
but I can't help you all.
但是我不能帮助你。
The king and I, we haven't been talking for the last 30 days.
这个王跟我在过去三十天根本没机会交谈。
We're not on speaking terms right now.
所以我们现在根本不没有机会在一起谈话。
And even though I could see that you guys are in a predicament,
虽然我很了解清楚你们是在一个很困难的处境中。
I can't help you all.
可是对不起，我没法子帮助你。
That's what she's saying right here.
这就是她在圣经中让我们看见她的答复。
You see, we actually need to be honest about.Esther and who she is.
我们必须要看很诚实的来看一看以斯帖到底是怎么样一个人。
You know, when we usually choose a character to study,
当我们从圣经里头挑出一个人物来研讨的时候
we're usually trying to find someone who has a great faith.
我们通常会选择一个很有信心的人。
We're trying to find a great hero of the Bible.
或者我们会从圣经里头 找到某一个英雄人物
Someone who has great character that we can learn from.
他的品格端正我们可以学习的。
And although a lot of people believe that Esther is that person,
虽然很多人都相信以斯帖就是那样一种人
I believe that up to this point, she is not.
但是对我来说在这卷书到直到现在为止我对我来说他不是刚才所描述的那种人
She's not someone to learn from up until this point
在这之前我觉得他不足以当我们学习的榜样
For one, the Jews in Persia, they shouldn't even be there
首先这些留在波斯帝国的犹太人他们其实他们根本就不应该留在那儿。
They were already released from captivity to go back to their homeland.
他们已经被释放了，他们可以被允许回到
他们的土
地国家。
They're supposed to go home and to worship God in the temple.
他们应该是回到他们的原来住的地方去敬拜神的。
We are not in a temple system today.
我们今天没有这个。神的教 神殿的这样一个 制度或系。
This is not a temple.
这个不是一个神的殿。
圣殿。
圣殿。
Okay. But back then, there was under a temple system.
可是在那个时候是有圣殿
And that's where you go to worship God.
而圣殿就是人去敬拜神的地方。
They shouldn't have stayed in Persia.
所以这些犹太人其实他们根本一开始就不应该继续留在波斯。
They got too comfortable in this nice land.
但是呢，他们在那个地方已经住得太舒服了。
Two, being a Jew, Esther and Mordecai should have known God's word.
第二点，作为一个犹太人，莫迪改跟 以斯帖他们应该很清楚神的话。
They're not supposed to marry pagans.
神的诫命是信的人跟不信的人不能够不应该在一起结婚。
Third,
第三点。
Notice that Esther keeps using her Persian name.
我们必须注意以斯帖一直使用的是他的波斯名字。
Her real name was Hadassah.
她的真正的名字叫在第二章叫
Hadassah. That was her Hebrew name.
那是她的希伯来原名。
She had an identity with God.
她是她的身份是属于神的。
But she wouldn't let other people know.
但是她隐瞒了这个事实。
She was a secret.Person of God.
所以她是一个潜藏的没有公开的神的子民。
She kept her faith secret.
她隐藏了她真正的信仰。
Like some of us, we like to be undercover.
就像我们中间某些人一样。
And here she is, though.
那么现在呢？
Not someone that we should learn from.
她不是一个值得我们学习的榜
样。And Mordecai tells her, though, now is your opportunity.
但是在这个时候，莫迪改跟他说，这是你的机会来了。
The king, he loves you.
波斯王他喜欢你。
He goes googly eyes over you.
他
眼睛都会爆出来看到你的时候。Okay? He has googly eyes over you. Now you need to tell him who you really are.
所以你必须现在就告诉他让他知道你真实的
身份。Tell him that you are of the people of God.
告诉他你是神的是属于神的是信神的。
Ask him for mercy on your people.
要求他对犹太人有怜悯。
And she says,
可是他说
Nah.
不。
I can't help you all.
我没法子帮你的忙。
You see, Esther,made a mistake here that many people make.
在这儿以斯帖犯了一个我们通常很多人会犯的错误。
Many people start to do well in life.
当很多人当他们开始在生活上有改进越来越好的时候
they start rising up in the world.
他们在世上他们开始往上爬到一个比较高的地位。
God blesses them.
神祝福了他们。
They rise up.
他们起来了。
And they forget about God.
然而他们却忘了神。
They forgot that God had blessed them for a purpose.
他们忘了神之所以祝福他们是为了目的，有一个目的。
And that leads to our first point this morning.
所以现在我们就我就要提到
第二点。And you can get out your notes and write this down.
所以你如果你要做笔记，你可以。
God has blessed you for a purpose.
神祝福你是为了某个目的而祝福你。
You need to realize this and don't forget it.
你必须要清楚明白这一点，必须牢牢的记住。
You see, Esther is living the good life now.
我们看见以斯帖在这个时候他的生活相当好。
She didn't have all this before.
在这之前在他被立为皇后之前他没有现在他有的一切。
She didn't have good food before.
他 吃不起好吃的食物。
And now she could get eat whatever good food she wants.
那么现在呢，她无论她要吃什么，她都吃得起。
She didn't have as nice clothing as before.
她以前穿不起很好的衣服。
And now she could buy Gucci, Armani, what's some other brand? Burr, what's a V one?LV, whatever. She could buy anything now.
那么现在她买得起任何名牌的的衣服。
She used to not live in such a nice house.
她从前住的所住的没有这么好。
But now she lives in a very nice house, very comfortably.
但现在呢，她住在一个很舒服的，住在一个很好的大房子里。
She was living way better than the way in which she used to.
她现在的生活远比她当年好多了。
And she knows that if she does what Mordecai says, she's going to put all that at risk.
但是她，所以她知道，如果她要向莫迪改，叫他所做的 在王面前说实话，那么他必须冒失去这所有一切的风险。
I think we know that this happens to people.
我们都知道，其实我们看见，会常常看见现在这样的情况。
We see people at one place.
我们看见有些人他原来是在某一个地位。
And then you really got blessed by the Lord.
然后呢，神大大的祝福了他。
You got to another level in life.
他就进入上升到生活中的另外一个比较高的地位或高的水平。
But after you got to that next level in life, you forgot that it was God who put you there.
但是当你往上爬到另外一个比较高的层次的时候，你忘了神是你的所有的福气的源头。
And you are not willing to help the people that are in the place where you once were.
你不愿意帮助那些跟你当年的处境相同的人。
That's what happened to Esther.
这就是以斯帖当年的情形。
She said to Mordecai, I can't help you all.
他对莫迪凯说，我没法子帮你们的忙。
And what does Mordecai say to her though in chapter 4 verse 13? Let's take a look.
但是莫迪凯对第四章对以斯帖怎么说呢？
This is like a good dad. This is like a good dad. 这个像一个好的爸爸。
哦，这像一个好爸爸。
He says, do not think to yourself,that in the king's palace, you will escape any more than all the other Jews.
他莫迪改对以斯帖说 第十三节，莫迪改托人回复以斯帖说，你莫想在王宫里强过一切犹太人。换句话说，
don't think that just because you're in the king's house, that you're going to be safe.
别以为你现在是王家皇家的一员，你就可以避免这个灾祸。
Don't think that now that just because you're at another level in life, you're secure.
你别以为你现在的身份不一样了，你就会安全。
Don't get so high in your own thoughts.
所以你别自视太高。
Don't get arrogant.
别傲慢。
Don't think that just because you're in the king's house now that you're safe.From being killed with the rest of your people.
别以为你现在是皇家的一员了，你就可以不像别的犹太人一样被处死。
How many times have we seen this play out in people's lives?
我们有多少次我们看见这样的情况，其实就发生在我们所认识的人的身上。
How many times have we seen people when they are in need and they cry out to God for help?
多少次我们看见有需要的人，他们呼求神来帮助他。
That when things are not going well in your life, you cry out to God, God help me.
当我们的生活不是那么顺利的时候，我们就呼求神。
That when you are lowly, you cry out to God.
当你地位卑微的时候，你就呼求神。
When you're financially struggling and you're trying to build your business, God help me.
如果你有财务方面的危机或者困难的时候，你就呼求神帮助你。
When you were sick and coming down with an illness, possibly life-threatening, you cried out to God, God, spare me, allow me to live.
当你生病的时候，或者甚至生病垂危的时候，你就呼求神。
Oh, you knew that at that time, when God helped you, you knew that it was God, didn't you?
当神垂听了你的祷告，来帮助你救你的时候，你那个时候你知道是神在救你。
You knew that God was the only source of blessing.
你那个时候你很清楚神是唯一所有的福气的源头。
God lifted you up.
神把你高举起来。
God helped you.
神帮助了你。
God saved you.
神拯救了你。
He delivered you.
他解救了你。
And youTestified about God. You said to everyone, that was God. God got me here. God saved me.
你甚至在众人面前做见证，说我知道那是神，他帮助了我，他救了我。
And you were willing to serve him.
那个时候你真的诚心诚意要服侍
这位神。You were willing to live for him.
那个时候你愿意为神而活。
That you were telling everyone,I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for God.
那个时候你会告诉所有的人，如果不是神的话，我不可能有今天。
For a while.
但是这只是一阵子。
And then you forgot.
曾几何时你就忘了。
Or you didn't know.
或者你不知道。
That you were blessed for a purpose.
或者是因为你不知道神之所以赐福于你是为了某种目的。
Listen to me.
所以请你们好好的听。
We are not only to receive the blessing of God.
我们不只要从神那儿受到恩惠。
But we are using God's blessing to bless others.
我们还要使用神给我们的祝福去祝福别人。
You get that?
明白这一点。
God blesses you to bless others.
神赐福于你是因为这样子他也可以赐福给别人，通过你赐福给别人。
Don't forget that.
所以别忘了这一点。
Esther forgot.
但是呢，以斯帖忘了这一点。
Or she didn't know.
也许他那个时候根本不知道。
And Mordecai says, don't think that you're going to be only, the only one who's safe.
那么莫迪凯那个时候跟他说，你别以为所有的犹太人被杀害，你就会幸免于难。
In fact, because you are living so large,
事实是因为你这么的引人注目，
you might be blind.And miss out on the opportunity that God has given to you.
你也许就失去了错过了神给你的这个机会。
Okay. Look at verse 14.
所以我们看第十四节。
He says to her, "For if you keep silent at this time."
第十四节，此时你若闭口不言
，relief and deliverance will rise for the Jews from another place.
犹太人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救。
But you and your father's house will perish.
你和你父家必致灭亡。
He says, "You think you're safe, huh?"
你以为你安全了
？Nah.
不。
You are not safe.
你不安全。
In fact, you're going to be the one who's the not safest. Is that the proper English? Cindy, help me. No.Right, you're going to be the one who's the most not safe.
事实上，你比别人都危险。
God's going to turn this around on you.
因为神，他会，他会，他会，他会
把这个情况把它转反过来了。
他会
反过来了。
他会离开，他会离弃你。
Even though God has blessed you,
扭转这个局势，即使他祝福了你。
He doesn't need you.
但是他并不需要你，他不是非你不可。
See that?
懂吗?
Even though God has blessed you, He does not need you.
虽然神祝福了你, 但是他并不是非你不可。
Let me explain that, and that's our second point this morning.
那这就是我们今天要谈的第二点。
God has blessed you, but He does not have to use you.
神祝福了你, 但是他不一定, 非使用你不可。
So let me clarify.
我想要说的更清楚。
God loves you.
神爱你。
God will bless you for a purpose.
神, 为了某个目的会祝福你。
And He desires to use you for His plan.
他, 渴望, 使用你来达成他的某个,
But if you choose not to use your blessing for God,
但是如果你选择, 不用神给你的祝福,
He will use and bless someone else who's willing to do His work.
他会用, 祝福, 其他的, 愿意为他所用的人。
His will come from another place.
他的, 旨意会, 从, 在别的地方得到满足,
Meaning,
得到成全。
He doesn't have to go through you.
意思就是说, 他不一定要通过你来, 成全他的旨意。
We need to understand this great truth.
我, 这是一个, 很大的, 很重要的, 是真理, 我们需要很清楚地明白这一点。
We live in a world that is very self-centered.
我们活在一个以自我为中心的世界里。
I don't care if you're from Taiwan.
我不管你是从台湾来的。
I don't care if you're from China.
或者是从中国来的。
I don't care if you're born in America like me.
或者你是在美国出生的, 像我一样。
We have something in us that makes us very self-serving.
每一个人的, 内心, 都有那么一点点以自我为中心的心态。
And when you are self-serving, you will miss out on the plans of God.
当你所做的一切,所想的一切都是为自己打算的时候, 那么你肯定会错过神在你身上的计划。
I kind of think about cats and dogs.
我想, 我现在想到的是狗跟猫。
Someone had used this before.
有些人, 用过这样一种比方。
How many of you like cats?
你们中间有多少人喜欢猫的?
多少人喜欢猫? Yeah, 举手, 举个手。 Okay, 不多, 对不对? Good. I don't like cats.
我不喜欢猫。
I could share a story about Pastor James's cat many years ago.
我可以跟各位分享一个, 范长老从前养过的猫的故事。
When I'm at his house,
我在他家,
I don't like cats.
我不喜欢猫。
And every time his cat comes near me, I look at the cat.
每当猫跑到我, 脚前我就这么看,
我很凶地看他。
我很凶地看他。
But see, cats know that.
但是猫很聪明, 它知道。
Keeps coming to me. Keeps coming to me.
哦哦, 它就一直, 跑到我的,
so I keep kicking it.
所以我就一直,
Get away from me.
踢它走,
And the cat knows that.
那么猫知道。
Pastor James invited me to sleep at his house when I was trying to run away from home.
有一次我想离家出走, 那, 范长老就邀请我住在他家。
He says, don't go to Mexico yet.
他说, 别跑到墨西哥去。
He said, just cool off. Cool off. 冷酷下来一点,
冷静下来。
冷静。 你留在我家, stay at my house.
就在我家。 待下来吧。
Stay the night. Stay the night. 留一个晚上。
就在我家过夜。
他说, he said, hey, let me pray for you.
他说, 让我为你祷告。
He was a good pastor.
他是一个很好的长老。
So he said, sleep on my couch.
所以你就睡在我的沙发上。
So I slept on the couch.
所以我就, 坐在沙发上。
I had a nightmare.
做个噩梦。 我做了噩梦。
我瞎了, I can't see, I'm blind.
我什么都看不见, 我变成瞎子。
I lost my eyes. I try to wake up. I'm trying to open my eyes.
我想要睁开眼睛，但是没办法。
I try to touch my eyes.
我想要碰看我的看我的眼睛还在不在。
And I feel something evil and furry.
然后我就发现有个好像毛茸茸的东西在我的眼上。
It's his cat.
哦，原来是猫。
From the devil. 从撒旦来。
哦，从。
I threw off the cat.
所以我就把猫扔开扔
走。I don't like cats.
因为我不喜欢猫。
I love dogs.
我喜欢狗。
You know why?
为什么？
If you love a cat,
如果你喜欢一只猫，
you're going to take care of that cat.
你就会去照顾那只猫。
If you love a dog,
如果你爱一条狗，
you're going to take care of that dog.
你就会去照顾那条狗。
But there's a difference.
但是猫跟狗有个区别。
The more you take care of a dog and feed it and walk it and wash it,
你越照顾你的狗，喂它东西吃，给它洗澡。
That dog says, or thinks, some dogs talk. 那个狗会想说 ，You must be my master.
那个狗会这么想，你肯定是我的主人。
If you love and take care of and feed and bathe your cat,
但是如果你爱一只猫，你照顾它，你给它东西吃，你给它洗澡。
What does that evil cat think? That cat thinks, "Oh, I must be the master."
那只邪恶的猫就会想，哦，我是你的主人。
Most of us, when we read the Bible,
我们中间多半人，多数人，当我们读圣经的时候，
If I asked you who's the main character of the Bible,
如果我问你，圣经中主要的人物是谁，
You would say,
你会说，
God,
神，
God's the main character.
神是圣经的主要，
From the beginning to the end, we know that God is the main character.
圣经从头到尾我们知道神是那主要的角色。
But why is it that for most Christians,
但是为什么很多基督徒
when we live out our life,
当我们活着在这世上
and when we read the Bible,
我们读经
we think that it's all about me.
我们会想，哦，这都是跟我有关的。
So when I read the Bible, what do I get out of it?
所以当我读经的时候，我会想，我从圣经中我能得到什么？
All of my decisions that I make in my life, it's all about me.
我在这一生中我所做的所有的决定都是跟我有关。
The heavens and the earth were created.For me.
天地是为我而造的。
I am the center of the universe.
我是宇宙的中心。
When I was studying China history,
当我读中国历史的时候，
the professor taught me at UCLA.
UCLA 的教授告诉我，教我。
China calls itself 中国。
中国把自己叫做中国。
I never thought about that before.
在这之前我从来没想到这个问题。
What does 中国 mean? What does China mean?
所以我那个时候没想到 China 的中国是什么意思。
It means we are in the center of this world.
那个意思是我们是宇宙这个世界的中心。
And that's like all of us.
其实我们所有的人，每一个人都是这样。
We think
我们以为
that the heavens and earth were created for me.
天地是为我而造。
Everything is about me.
所有的事情都是为我的好处。
But what does the Bible say?
但是圣经是怎么跟我们说的？
Who were the heavens and earth created for?
天地是为谁造的呢？
For who? 为了谁？
为谁？
Let's look at Colossians chapter 1, verse 16.
我们看哥罗西书第一章第十六节。
Do I have it up here? Okay, great. Let's read it together. Let's read it in Chinese. I like when Chinese people read it so loud, okay? 大声的念。一、二、三。
地上的、能看见的、不能看见的、或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
为谁？为谁 ？For who? For him? For God?
为神造的。
Everything was made through him and for him.
所有的世上的万事万物都是通过他而造的，也是为他而造的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
this is a concept that I hope to bring that you will more and more understand and grasp for your life.
我希望你能够越在你的生活中以后你会能够越来越抓住这一点这个真理。
Christians need to be transformed.
基督徒需要被改变。
From being self-centered people,
从一个以自我为中心的人
to be God-centered people,
改变成一个以神为中心的人。
Your life is not for you.
你的生活你的生命不是为你而已。
Your life is for God.
你的生活你的整个生命是为神
God blesses you not for you
神之所以祝福你不是单单只是因为你的缘故
God blesses you for God
神之所以祝福你是为神的缘故而祝福你
We have to realize
我们必须清楚
that the way blessings work in the Bible
在圣经里头祝福是怎么样
okay, listen to this.
操作的、
okay, listen to this.
好
Spiritual and material blessings are given by God.
不论是属灵的或者是物质上的祝福都是神所赐的。
For his people to experience and enjoy him.
他的目的是要让他的子民能够经历他，能够享受他。
However, the goal of God's blessings,
可是神祝福他的子民的终极目标是
is never to end on that person or group.
绝对不是只是止于他所祝福的那个人。
God's blessings, the goal of them.Are for His goodness to expand, to extend.
他的终极目标是他祝福他的子民，以至于这样的祝福能够扩张，能够让别人受惠。
One Bible teacher put it this way.
有一位圣经学者这么说。
The biblical definition of blessing.
圣经中祝福的定义是。
Is enjoying,
享受
experiencing,
经历
and extending the goodness of God.
扩张神的美善
You may enjoy God's goodness.
也许你非常享受这个神的美善
But part of that blessing is to extend and bless others.
但是神给你的各式各样的祝福必须要扩张扩展到别人的
And so Mordecai was saying to Esther in verse 14.
这就是莫迪改对以斯帖所说的。
Okay,
第四章
if you're silent at this time,
如果你这个时候闭口不言
relief and deliverance will rise up from another place.
犹太人必从别处得解脱蒙拯救。
God has blessed you,
神祝福了你
but he doesn't need you.
但是他不一定非你不可。
And he will use someone else.
他会使用别人。
But sometimes we need to talk to our kids this way, right?
有的时候我们也是这么跟我们的孩子说的。
He says, but I know you, daughter.
他说，可是我了解你。
And you're a bit self-centered right now.
你现在或许有一点以自我为中心。
But would you consider that you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?
但是你可不可以考虑一下，你之所以现在得着王后的位分，不是为现在这个机会吗？
In other words,
换句话说。
Would you consider that God put you in this place for a purpose?
你可不可以考虑一下，想一下，你现在神把你放在王后的位分，可能就是为了现在这个机会。
There's a reason God put you here.
神之所以把你放在王后的位分，给你王后的位分，是有个原因的。
There's a reason why God has blessed you.
神祝福你是有原因的。
There's a reason why God made your face so beautiful.
神让你长得这么美是有原因的。
And by God's grace, 因为神的恩典，
因为神的恩典
，She made a decision to be used by God. Amen.
她决定了要被神所用。
And she told Mordecai.
所以以斯帖就这么对莫迪凯说
：“If I do this,
如果我这么做
，I can't do this alone.
我不可能一个人这么做。
I need all of God's people to pray and fast.
我需要神的所有的子民为我禁食，为我祷告。
Pray for me.
为我祷告。
Fast for this.
为我禁食。
And they did.
那他们也这么做了。
They prayed.
他们祷告
They fasted.
他们禁食
And through Esther's willingness to be used by God,
因为以斯帖愿意心甘情愿地为神所用
God accomplished his will through Esther.
神就通过以斯帖成就了他的旨意
She was willing to not limit God's blessing for herself.
以斯帖不愿意他愿意把神给他的祝福与他人分享
But to use her blessing to bless others.
他愿意使用他的神给他的祝福成为多人的祝福
And God moved.
那么神就动工了
And he saved his people from genocide.
神拯救了犹太人让犹太全族不会被灭
And that leads us to our last point this morning.
那现在我们就来到我们今天要谈的第三点
And we'll end with this.
我们就这么要这么结束
God has blessed you for a purpose.
神 神祝福你是为了某个目的
That you would find joy in that purpose.
那就是你会从中从这个目的中得到喜乐
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
You may not believe it.
也许你不相信
But listen to this.
但是请你们好好听
God loves you.
神爱你
So much.
他非常的爱你
He loves to bless his children.
他喜欢祝福他的儿女
He blesses them to join him on his mission.
他祝福他的儿女是要他的儿女参与他的事工
So that whatever you do,
所以不管你做什么
you work with him.
你是为神而做的
So that's why if you're a doctor,
所以如果你是位医生
or you're a nurse,
一位护士
you need to know that you represent God in that hospital.
你必须知道在你工作的医院里你代表神
If you're a teacher,
如果你是位老师
you need to know that you represent God in that school and to those students.
你要知道在你任教的学校里在学生面前在学校里你代表神
If you are a father or a mother you represent God in your home
如果你是位父亲或母亲你在你的家中你代表神
Whether you're a businessman
不管你是商界的人士
a student,
学生
whatever you do,
不管你做什么
you can work with God,
你可以与神同工
to accomplish his purposes,
来完成成就他的旨意他的目的
Some of our sisters shared with us,
所以有一位姐妹这么与我们分享
They said that even when they go to get their hair cut and colored,
就算他们是去美容院去做头发或者去染头发
去打扮
去打扮
他们 they go to that salon
他们去那个美容院
on mission with God
是带着神的一个使命去的
and they bring the gospel to the person who's coloring their hair
他们把福音传给为他们剪头发的人
several sisters at this church do that
我们当中有几位姐妹是这么做的。
And one sister shared that this last week,
有一位姐妹上个礼拜这么分享。
That the salonist who dyes their hair,
那个为她染头发的那个美容院美容师
she put her trust in Jesus Christ. Amen.
她信了主耶稣。
Because these sisters were willing to join with God in His work.
因为这位姐妹她愿意与神同工。
It makes me think of when I work in the yard at home.
这就让我想到有时候我在我的庭院里做工整理庭院。
I will cut my fruit trees.
或者我会修剪我的果树。
You remember my avocado tree?
记不记得？
你记得我的？
洛梨的树，
洛梨，
洛
的果树，
果树。
They're about this big now.
那个洛梨，我两个礼拜以前说的那个洛梨，现在这么大了。
I like to work in the yard.
我喜欢在庭院里。
I like to pull up bad weeds.
我喜欢除草。
I like to fix things.
或者修理东西。
But nothing makes it's my time to think and to pray.
那是我思考跟祷告的时间。
But nothing makes me more happy.
但是让我最高兴的是。
Then when one of my children decides to run out and say, "Dada, can I help you?"
但是让我最高兴的时刻是我的一个孩子会跑出来问我爸爸，我能帮你什么吗
？And usually they don't help that much.
一般来说，其实他们帮不了什么忙。
In fact, the more they help, the harder my job becomes.
事实上，他们不但帮不上忙，他们常常帮倒忙。
越帮越忙。That's what happens to me.
他们越帮我就越忙。
But I love it.
但是我非常的喜欢。
That they'll help me get down and start to get the weeds.
他们会帮我除草。
Help me to work on a piece of wood with me.
或者是跟我一块儿来做，来用一个木头来做东西。
I now know what my dad used to feel like when I go out to help him in the yard.
我现在可以体会到，当我小的时候，我帮我爸爸，这么做的时候，他当时的感受。
I'm so proud.
他一定非常，
以
我为傲，我以我的孩子为傲。
I'm just so happy that they've come to join me.
他们来跟我一起工作，实在是让我非常的高兴。
And I believe that gives us a picture of God's heart for us.
我相信这也是一幅神喜爱我们跟他同工的一个写照。
God loves you.
神爱你。
And He blesses you with so much.
他祝福了你这么多
and he wants you to join him and use those blessings for his work.
他的心愿就是你能够参与他的事工
so that you can say, God, for what purpose have you blessed me?
使用他给你的祝福来造福他人，所以你可以问主啊，你给我这些祝福是为了什么目的
？So you need to ask him.
你必须问他。
And seek him.
寻求他。
And say, God, how can I use what you have blessed me with to bless others?
问神，我怎么样能够使用你给我的祝福，能够成为别人的祝福。
This could be your talents.
这些祝福也可能是你的才干。
It could be your energy.
或者你的精力。
It could be your finances.
或者你的钱财。
It could be your spiritual gifts.
或者属灵的恩赐。
And to every child of God,
对每一个神的儿女而言，
God has blessed us with the gift of Jesus Christ. Amen.
神给他的每一个儿女有一个最宝贵的礼物，就是耶稣基督。
How can I bless others with the gift of Jesus Christ?
所以我要怎么样才能够用这个耶稣基督神给我的这么好的礼物去造福他人呢？
You see, we looked briefly at Esther this morning.
今天早上我们很简单的看了这个以斯帖记。
Like you and like me, Esther was not perfect.
就像你我一样，以斯帖不是一个完人。
But she was finally willing to let herself be used by God.
但是她最终还是心甘情愿的为神所用。
She was able to see that God blessed her in order to bless others.
他看见了神之所以祝福他，是因为这样他可以使用他去祝福他人。
So may you one realize and not forget that God has blessed you for a purpose.
所以请各位别忘了，神祝福你是有一个目的的。
Two, may you remember that God doesn't have to use you. He could accomplish his purposes with others.
你们要记得的第二点就是神不一定非你不可才能够完成他的旨意。
But he wants to use you if you're willing.
他大可以使用别人，但是如果你愿意的话，他很喜欢要使用你。
And three, may you take great joy in joining him.
第三点。
And working with him on mission.
第三点，盼望你们从与神同工之中得到莫大的喜乐。
And may you give God great joy as you work with him.
也盼望借着你与神同工带给神莫大的喜乐。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you, Lord, for the chance to look at someone like Esther.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你赐给我们这个机会来看看以斯帖这个圣经人物。
Imperfect as she was.
虽然她不完美，
we can learn from her.
我们还是，她还是有一些值得我们学习的地方。
But most of all,
最重要的，
we learn about you, the main character.
我们学习到的是你是圣经中的主要的人物。
How much you love your people.
我们学习到你多么的爱你的子民。
How much you love to bless your people.
你多么的愿意祝福你的子民。
But the story theme through all of Scripture is that you bless your people to bless others.
这个故事的主题是你祝福你的子民，是因为这样子他们可以去祝福别人。
You have given each one of us so much.
你赐给我们每一个都大大的赐福给我们。
Help us to turn from being self-centered people to be God-centered people.
帮助我们从一个以我们自己为中心的人转变成一个以神为中心的人。
It is all about you, God.
这所有的一切都是都是与你有关系的。
We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name.
我们谢谢你，我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.